Today, in the face of many events that take us in the opposite direction when they appear in the world, we need to know how to remain in innocence. When we are influenced by, or our hearts are influenced by, events in the world that seem tragic or harmful or going in the wrong direction than our hearts would tell us is right, that's the time we need to dig into our own heart and find innocence so that we don't go the way of the world, so that we remain fixed and anchored in the place of our deeper being. And it's never more important than when something external happens that seems wrong, that we reclaim the place that is attached to purity and goodness, so that we don't participate by adding wrong to wrong because something has been done to others or to the world itself. There are events this week that happened, quite a number, in the world that we are aware of, and many that we're not aware of, many, because we only know what we're presented with in terms of information. But whatever it is that you may have responded to in your own life or in the world's life that has felt abrasive, harmful, distressing, wrong, that's the place of finding innocence, because innocence counteracts darkness. Innocence remains faithful to light. Innocence remains true in the presence of that which is false. Innocence is the belief in goodness and in your own goodness and in the soul's goodness. And not only is it a belief, but it maintains the energy of it, the reality of it. So it's not just a thought. Innocence is a way of being that is most necessary when there's darkness around. Most necessary. As a state of being, innocence comes from the soul. The soul lives in innocence because it lives in the goodness of divine love. And so in the presence of divine love, there is nothing to fear. So the soul lives in innocence. But its intention and your intention is to bring that innocence into life, to merge the awareness of the soul with your awareness, your everyday awareness, your awareness of how you go through life. Therefore, as I said, when events happen to you personally or when they happen to us collectively that seem difficult, painful, tragic, harmful, that's the time to become rooted like a tree, rooted with your own roots in your own innocence. So we're going to sit for a while and meditate on innocence today. And you may ask, well, how do I meditate on it? How do I find it when I don't feel it? Which is always a good question. For the most part, the answer to the question is innocence is who you are. So you can start with that premise. You can start with the premise that it's always there. And secondly, if it's always there, then it means it just needs to be uncovered. It needs to be uncovered by removing the belief that those things which you feel prevent you from feeling innocent are valid, such as the entitlement to be angry or the entitlement to reject a certain group of people because they are doing harm. Whatever it is, the exclusiveness of love is what is not innocent. Love is innocent. The exclusiveness of love says I can only love people if they do a certain thing and not if they do other things. So innocence is already there inside you, and the covering of innocence is the entitlement to feel something else, whatever that might be. But the purpose of our doing this, to try and breathe into our own innocence, is because it's a force of light. Innocence is a force of light. And when you walk in innocence, you maintain the light within you and you radiate light outwardly, both. Because innocence is connected with your own goodness, with your own purity. So any degree to which you can feel that in the presence of those who are not acting out of innocence is a force that counteracts darkness. Very important force. This music that we're listening to today, vibrationally, is this is in honor of Anandamayima, a being, but it also is a vibrational expression of the Divine Mother. The music is in honor of the Divine Mother. And so in the music is the quality of innocence and love, or innocent love. And I want to assure you, and if you have doubts, you can express them too, that that innocent love remains in everybody. And when people don't act in accord with their innocent love, they lose a major part of themselves. They may not know that they've lost it immediately, but the cost to the human being who has departed from innocent love is huge. It's huge. It's like operating without a heart. And when you operate without a heart, you operate without meaning. And when you operate without meaning, life is empty. So even if it gets justified in terms of beliefs or ideology, underneath, a person who has left their heart's truth knows that they're registering empty underneath the ideology. So, breathe. Remember that innocence is part of love in you, already existing, and try to listen to the music and feel your way into the roots of your own being. There is a vibration of innocence that can pass from person to person, that involves the trust in the heart and trust in the goodness of each one. And when it passes from person to person, it strengthens the vibration of innocence and goodness in each one. I would like to suggest then, if you could take a minute or two to open your eyes before opening your eyes. And then I would like to form two concentric circles, holding hands, and I will put the music on again because I feel the energy can be shared now in a way that hasn't been possible before, the energy of innocence shared from each heart. So take a couple of moments to open your eyes, but I'd like two circles, one smaller, one larger, and we'll take hands and just sit like that for a few minutes.